This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980. We have our Great American Steakoff coming up at 8:20.
Yes, correct.
Looks like we're getting the wiring ready for the judges' table.
I feel like I'm not mentally prepared for this.
I think I'm good. My steak is out of the refrigerator. It's coming down to room temp. I'm about to season it.
I just put Mar in a blender.
I heard.
Why?
Yeah. You swiped the steak, didn't you?
I swiped the steak that he was eyeing.
Yeah. And he gave him the nubs T-bone.
Yeah, I gave him the T-bone.
T-bone actually cost more than the porterhouse per piece.
It should be okay.
So people know.
I don't think the T-bone will fit in his cast iron.
That could be a problem.
That's the move I did.
Yeah, he's mayor of Tilt City, Mike Marr, right now.
I know.
As we speak.
Now, hold on, Drab. I need to go over this. I know we got a lot going on, but
Dave's on the line.
Yeah, I know. Got to get to Dave in a minute.
I know. Are we literally all cooking at the same time?
Yes. We got a Comrex down there. Not only
so you have four spatulas or whatever, like.
Oh, I brought my own tongs.
I didn't.
I think we got a few tongs down there.
Nobody said you got to bring your own.
You got to be prepared.
You said no excuses.
Nubs griller.
Hey, also you're going to be broadcasting at the same time.
Yes, correct.
I'm taking a Comrex down there.
Yeah,
I know. I mean, I could do it with a plastic fork. It's fine, but it just makes it easier.
Yeah.
I mean, it's fine, but it does make it easier.
Ted has tongs that you can borrow. I don't know, but I brought my own.
He's got an entire 4x4 van down there.
Yeah, he's got
so much equipment down there.
Tailgating supplies. He's good.
Right. I don't like the footprint, but that's fine. we'll make it work. Maybe it'll
complaining
be more entertaining.
Has begun.
Yeah, here it is. No, I mean, I've never seen four people cooking on one grill before. Like,
it's a 6-footer. There's plenty of room.
We're all big.
It's fine.
Except for Mar.
We're good to go. Don't even sweat it.
Big asses.
It's good. Yeah. We'll each have our own spot.
All right. Dave joins us right now. CBS Sports Fantasy Football expert, delivered by our friends at Metropolitan Moving and Storage. Fantasy moves? Ask Dave for all your other moves. Let Metropolitan Moving and Storage do the heavy lifting and take it to the house. Check them out at DCMetropolitanMoving.com. You can always ask for my guy Justin over there. They are the best. Hey, Dave.
I think I want to be where you guys are if you guys are making steak.
Yeah. Steak for
in
breakfast.
Symphony.
It's not bad, right?
Yeah. I mean, you guys have a tough job, I got to tell you.
It is. It's brutal. Mm. Jason is not here. He went down to Virginia Tech, so I'm going to act as Jason and ask you 20 questions.
Don't worry, I've already
answered his questions. All right.
Yeah, so he already bombarded me with questions.
I know he did. I'll make mine quick. Do you like Connor or Downs in a half PPR?
I think I'd lead Connor, assuming that he's active.
Okay, so you got Connor there. And Darnold or Kyler at quarterback?
I'm taking a step back from Kyler Murray.
He's
had two really good games this season. Everything else is in the pits. Darnold is taking on the Lions without Aiden Hutchinson.
Mm-hmm.
That should be enough.
Right.
But he's also coming off a bye. Offensive line's healthy. Receiving core is healthy. Run game's a question mark. They might need to lean on Sam Darnold. That's a real sentence in 2024, and that's what makes him a top 10 fantasy quarterback this week.
Like it.
So
like
this is pretty amazing. Maybe it's changed because of injury status, and you can fill us in more, but I was perusing the Fantasy Football Today Instagram, and I saw a quote from you. Dave Richard, would you start Drake May over Patrick Mahomes in week 7? And what did Dave Richard say?
Dave Richard said, I'm crazy, but yes. And remember, fantasy football is a game of statistics. Mm-hmm. It is not a game of who's going to be in the Hall of Fame someday, who's going to be the league MVP. Okay, Mahomes has Drake May beat. But we're talking about a quarterback in May who's got a strong arm. And I listen, he's not a perfect prospect by any means. And his first game, he made a lot of bad plays, but he also made a lot of really good plays. His long touchdown to Kayshawn Boutte, that's a real person. Yeah, it was a dime. And he's got DeMario Douglas to throw to. That dude is the fastest receiver, certainly the quickest, on the Patriots offense. And I think he's going to have to throw a lot. No Ramondre Stevenson in the matchup. And they're taking on Jacksonville. Pretty much every quarterback that Jacksonville has faced has put up north of 25 fantasy points. Oh, and Drake May will run a little bit.
Yeah,
compare
sure.
that to Mahomes, mm-hmm. who's playing the Niners. Tough defense. His best receiver is Juju. His best tight end is Travis Kelce, obviously. His run game is down to Kareem Hunt. He's going to need a couple of massive splash plays. And the track record says that Patrick Mahomes does not make as many splash plays as he once did.
All right, let's head to the phones. Time is running short, actually. We have to get through these calls. Let's lead off with Fred in Centerville.
Hey, Fred. You're on with Dave Richard.
Hey, thanks, buddy. PPR, Dave, need two. Flowers, Mooney, or Hill, and then Goff or Richardson.
I didn't lock in, Dave. I botched it. Cakes, you answer.
Oh, repeat that. I'll do my best. I'll do my best, Dave Richard.
He says Goff or Richardson. Ooh. So Richardson's getting his first start. He's tantalizing, was one of the top guys before.
I can't rely on him. I have to go with Goff between those two. And who are the others in the PPR?
We lost him. He's gone. All right,
okay.
let's go to Donnie. Cakes can answer.
I'll try. I'll do my best.
Yeah. Trying to get Dave back.
Yeah. Donnie, go ahead. You're on with Cakes, the fantasy expert.
What's up, Money Metal Cakes?
What's
man,
up?
I got two of them, man. I need Josh Allen or Sam Darnold or DeMario Douglas and Jordan Addison.
I got to go Josh Allen.
I've got to go Josh Allen there and probably DeMario Douglas.
All right.
Catching balls from Drake May.
All right, Danny. All right. Thank you, buddy. All right, here we go. Dave, I'm sorry. That was rude. Cakes' fault.
I knew it was Cakes.
Yeah, it's my fault.
There you go. All right, let's go past to Jacques. Jacques, what's up, buddy? You're on with Dave Richard.
Good morning, guys.
Hello.
How are we going today?
What's up?
Hey, I don't know if you can do something, if you can say something to make me feel better about putting Kyler Murray into my lineup. I could put Drake May in there, but it's been hard every week watching Murray. I just kind of do nothing.
I think Dave's going to say play Drake May over Kyler, I would guess.
I mean, I would play Kyler over Mahomes, but I would play Drake May over both of them.
Right.
And again, game of stats. This is a quarterback who's going to not necessarily throw 40 times a game, but he's got a great matchup against Jacksonville, and he's going to run a little bit. He should be good for two touchdowns, at least 200 passing yards, at least 30 rushing yards, hopefully not many turnovers, and maybe a little bit more than that. And maybe there's even some garbage time that helps Drake May out. But I would take Drake May over the other quarterbacks. If you can't stomach it, if you can't do it, you can't trust it, that's your team, and it's your issue. Other quarterbacks, by the way, that I would start ahead of all those guys, Geno Smith, you mentioned Sam Darnold, mm-hmm. Jared Goff, Aaron Rodgers might still be on your waiver wire in a few leagues.
Yep.
And Anthony Richardson might have been dropped in your league. You should double check to see if he's available. I would start him, presuming that he plays. If he doesn't, Joe Flacco would be a start over all those guys.
Hey, would you just grab Richardson and stash him if he's on like the free agent wire at this point?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
What's the risk?
Yeah, I mean, it's nothing but upside.
I'm starting him this week.
Okay. Hmm. You just hope that he's a little more accurate and that he rushes for 60 or 70 yards.
I have Anthony Richardson and Kyler Murray.
Yeah, it's not great. Your quarterback situation is very dicey.
Not great.
Yeah. Let's go to Chris.
I'm 6-0 in that league,
That's
though.
Good, though.
Chris in Woodbridge. You're on with Dave Richard.
Hey, good morning, Dave.
What's up, Chris?
Hey, I need two for the flex. Devontae Adams, Zach Ertz, DK Metcalf.
Wow, one of those things is not like the other.
Yeah.
I'm a little surprised you had to call in and ask me, but I'll answer for you. Devontae Adams is expected to play for the Jets.
Yeah.
His hamstring has miraculously healed.
Somehow.
And I'm expecting big numbers from him this year, somewhere in the neighborhood of 10 targets a game. And speaking of double-digit targets per game, that's what DK had last week. He should have had two touchdowns in their matchup against the Niners. He had zero. It was a real dud. I would start him over Zach Ertz as well.
That could be a shootout. Seattle.
You're the man. Appreciate it.
Expecting it.
Yep.
Yep.
All right. Thank you, buddy. Let's go to Eric in Orange. You want to do speed round?
We can do it next. We'll do it after Eric.
Eric, go ahead, bud.
If that last question was asked during speed round, he would have been dumped for stupid questions.
Yeah, so dumped.
Right.
I think people should be hung up on for saying in my flex spot. No one cares, and everyone knows.
Right. Huh. That's a good point.
Heard of your love.
I mean, he's very
you know
militant.
What? Your love. Add that to the list.
No, I,
add it to the list.
No, here's where I'll push back. In the flex spot is because, like, if you're penciling in like your RB1 and RB2, like the
it goes without saying.
Yeah, but
yeah, it's kind of implied.
It's,
implied.
Right, it's kind of redundant.
It,
okay.
It means nothing to Dave.
Okay,
it means nothing to anyone.
I don't know. He's making a good case.
Yeah, it's a good point. Go ahead,
Eric. Purdy or love, and then PPR, Zay Flowers, Kareem Hunt, Tyrone Tracy.
It's going to be Zay Flowers and Jordan Love, and it means something to me, damn it, to know if it's a flex or not. It means something to me.
All right, now it is time for the speed round. No stammering, stuttering, small talk, or shaky voice. No dumb questions like asking if you're going to start Zach Ertz, Devontae Adams, or DK Metcalf. No Bluetooth, no speakerphones, and do not disrespect Dave. It's not allowed.
All right, let's go to Scott in Odenton. Hey, Scott, you're on with Dave Richards. Speed round, go. I'm trying not to set him up.
Half point PPR, Jameson Williams, Zay Flowers, flex spot.
Zay Flowers. All right, let's go. John McClain, speed round, go.
PPR, Jalen Hurts, or Baker Mayfield.
I like Hurts over Mayfield,
See,
and I love
to say
doing
PPR for quarterbacks. That's a sticking point for me.
A PPR for a quarterback.
Yeah, that's dumb.
All right, let's go. David Sterling, speed around, go.
Full PPR and bonus points for long touchdown. Devontae Adams or Jameson Williams?
Devontae.
All right, let's go. Kevin, Baltimore, speed round, go.
Standard league. Need to play three. Derrick Henry, Kareem Hunt, Tank Bigsby.
That's a dumb question. Derrick Henry.
Never bench Derrick Henry.
Yeah.
Unless he shows up and he's had one of his legs amputated.
You're just showing off because you have Derrick Henry.
You play Derrick Henry.
That's not a question.
Play Derrick Henry with one of his legs.
Derrick Henry is on pace for 25 touchdowns. 25. He's unbenchable.
That was our first dumb question hang-up ever.
Was it?
Yeah, history.
Yeah, maybe.
Let's go.
How dare you, sir?
Bob, speed round, go.
Garrett Wilson or Damian or Romeo Doubs?
Wilson.
Borderline dumb, but we'll let it slide. Well, it wasn't as dumb as the previous one.
Yeah.
So he gets a pass.
We can't mock everyone. Not everyone's locked in like you, Cakes. Not everyone.
Sorry.
Let's go to Joe. Speed round. Last one, buddy.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Darnold Daniels
is my number one quarterback.
Daniels is your number one on the board.
Numero uno.
What do you think? You still think he's not sold?
Any given Sunday.
All right.
Playing well.
Dave, thank you as always. Yeah. We appreciate you being flexible and switching up your schedule. We do appreciate that, sir. Have a great weekend.
Remember, well-done steaks are for nobody.
Except Roger, the engineer.
Roger, engineer. One of our judges. Yes. Oh. Believe me, it's throwing me for a loop.
I'm simpatico with you there, Dave.
Thank you, Dave.
Thanks, buddy.
Of course, Dave. Good. Of course, delivered by our friends at Metropolitan Moving and Storage. Fantasy moves, yes, Dave. For all your other moves, let Metropolitan Moving and Storage do the heavy lifting and take it to the house. Check them out at dcmetropolitanmoving.com. Fridays with Feinstein next here on The Junkies.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it, and we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.